Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, where we actually have sunshine today.
Yeah.
And thankfully,
what's that like?
In the world headquarters with us, Mr. Pat McDonald, and on the phone from the show, Bart Hall, having a great time talking about the big Long Beach show coming up this Wednesday through Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Center. We're very pumped up and very excited about it.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's the big show. It's the big time. And we're talking about it, having a great time here this morning in the second hour. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. You got questions for Bart, questions for Pat, want to talk great show stuff, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach the show, or send us a text. Tons of great text coming through. Only able to send your text messages through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. As soon as you fire off the app, you'll see one of the first tabs that's an option there is the text the show, and you can send your questions right in. Make sure, too, that you include your contact info when you send us a text message, a name and a phone number, because if you win the prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get a hold of you. Giving away two prizes today, one for one that's eligible to all of our phone callers, one prize for all of the text messengers, each going to have an opportunity to win a family four-pack of tickets to go check out the Long Beach Bart Hall Show. Can't wait, just like Pete said, starting Wednesday through Sunday. It's the big show, four-pack available for you. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's great. Well, let's find out what's biting out there.
It's time for our catch report today. Want to remind you, those low gas prices for your car, truck, or your trailer boat, only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. They have beer, soda, snacks, 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35 gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline. Go say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. There's so much more than just the lowest prices and their free ice at Summit. There's also such an easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat and your trailer at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Don't want to miss it.
No, for sure. What's up, Captain Mark Wish?
Hey, Pete, Rick, Pat, Bart. Congratulations to you guys for getting that show going again, man. That's taking a lot of work, and I hope it all goes well for you. But
thank you, Mark.
Yeah, you're welcome. For our first springtime report of 2023, I got to tell you guys, we've been dealing with less than stellar conditions this past week. That midweek storm was really epic. Up here we had 40 to 50 knots of southeast along the beach, heavy squalls, and the first EF tornado in like 40 years or more. So, yeah, it was crazy. We're still dealing with the aftershocks here. We got small craft warnings up this morning on the inside, gale warnings outside, rugged conditions for sure. But for you guys that are feeling a little frisky, a little adventurous, one of the light boats is anchored up just below Avalon with 10 live squid, so I don't know what the heck you'd do with it. Probably not get up the back, that's for sure, but man, this year at Catalina, this springtime, man, it's been brutal. It's been tough. We're normally seeing really good signal on the yellows and sea bass by this time of year, but this year, not so much. And just a reminder, guys, just in case you happen to get a little lucky, the sea bass limit has changed from three fish down to one fish, and that's to protect all those big spawning aggregations that we normally see, but not so much this year. And then a few more little reminders.
You know, they're spawning right when it goes to three, right? About June 15th.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, back in the old days, it used to be valid. I mean, I remember years of being really bummed that we couldn't keep our three fish. Now, hell, there hasn't been three fish caught over there in a month, hardly.
I think the Department of that should be one of the questions at the symposium to Department of Fish and Wildlife. It's like to protect the future of our sea bass fishery. Because don't forget, once it goes to three on June 15th, it also opens up to the commercial guys. And they don't have a limit.
Sir.
And they can kill them all. And that's just not
right. I've seen what happens.
Yeah,
but a couple more reminders here, guys. There's this website, CaliforniaVoterCard.com. It's a new requirement for voters. They're actually phasing it in, and they're actually starting to enforce it a little bit. It's kind of like the driver's license for voters. And it's for real. They can issue fines, and apparently they have been a little bit. So, yeah, go check it out, CaliforniaVoterCard.com. And then just in case those salmon do show up in our cold, ugly, bait-rich water, probably won't be able to keep them because it looks like that season's going to stay closed here this year. And then for an actual report, which have been scarce, a few boats did make it out last weekend. They look around. They made it down the beach there, found a little bit of biting bluefin, but, man, it's way the hell down there, pretty much out of private boat range for sure. But, you know, shape of things to come, hopefully. And then the best news of all, closer to home, the guys on the San Diego scratched out a handful of yellows yesterday at the Coronados, and hopefully that gets going again before our next storm here in the middle of this coming week. So that's our report. And one of these days we'll get to talk about some good fishing.
We'll get some windows here where we can actually go fishing. You know, I want to mention on that California, on the salmon fishing closure, I was talking to my buddy Roger Cowell, who lives in Oregon, and he said that closure goes all the way up to the Columbia River, so just south of the Washington border. The salmon season is going to be closed in most of Oregon, all of California.
I didn't know that, huh?
The ocean salmon season.
Not just a California thing.
No, it's bad news for salmon guys for sure.
Now, is that an effect of a drought X amount of years ago? Like, you know, however many years ago when those salmon spawned, it was because of poor condition then, or is it
probably
poor condition now? Like,
because usually those fish are 4 or 5 years
old.
Right. So think about how dry it was.
Because that's been
I don't know a lot about that, but their returns are just so low. Another good question for the Fish and Wildlife guys.
Yeah,
why did they close that? I mean, we're rolling up all kinds of good questions for that Saturday seminar next Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's going to be awesome to have those guys right there for that amount of time.
And I think that's a great idea, too, Pat, to have it for two hours.
Totally.
Yeah, because an hour just isn't enough.
I want to know about that CalCod conservation stuff. Like,
yes.
I want to get up on that, you know, the changing of regulations and depth and all that kind of stuff. There's going to be a lot of stuff there's a lot of stuff changing this year. Some of it for the better, some of it not so much.
Bart, is somebody going to have that on video for those that can't make it?
Yes, we are. Our video, we're doing a lot of video this year because our intention over the next year now is to, on our own YouTube channel, to celebrate all of our exhibitors. And then when the shows come, we consider it a gathering of all of our people that we featured all year long on our channels. And so, we are going to videotape it. We're going to videotape most of the seminars, all the booths, and it's going to be really good. Yeah.
But like you say, there's nothing better than to be there, man.
Plus you get to answer the question.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to hear it, you know, as they say, from the mouth, like you gotta be there. Gotta be there for the symposium.
Yeah. And hey, Mark, of course, fishdope.com. Danny will tell you when you can go, where you should go, and how you should go. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And you can go to the Bart Hall Show and see them and talk fish dope with them there. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of both of Chica and Edinger. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Pat, I was working on my notes when you guys were talking earlier. Did I hear you say that PCA members get into the show free, or was that just some promotion thing you were talking about?
Well, if you sign up at the show for the...
If you renew your membership. Or join CCA.
Right. And then, you get a lifetime member, lifetime entry into the shows.
For a lifetime.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I am a lifetime member.
But, Mark, if you're just a current member, you still got to pay. We'll charge double.
So, Mark, you're a lifetime member?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Okay. So that's a big question. I'm a lifetime member, too. Do we get in free?
Yes.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
So current lifetime members get in free?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Well, let's see. No.
Wait a minute, is that true?
I don't know, Bart. You have to answer that one. If you signed up before you know.
Well, first of all,
Pat's getting
first
in trouble,
of all, Mark. First of all, Mark and Pete get in free no matter what.
I know.
So it doesn't matter.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, Mark, we're going to charge double, but I'll drop it back to $20 because you have a fantastic wife, Chris.
Yeah. So,
I love your wife. She's fantastic. So, but no, Bart might answer that one more clearly, though.
This is a promotion just starting now. Right. And going forward from this, yes, people who take advantage of lifetime memberships are going to get a lifetime pass going forward.
Nice
but
job.
We're not,
so, I love it.
So if you buy a lifetime membership for $1,000 at the Bart Hall show, you get the lifetime pass to the future Bart Hall shows.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So
that's right.
So we got to pay, Mark.
Yeah. Buy another pass.
Sounds like it. You know what?
Buy a pass for your buddy.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Talking to you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Hopefully, keeping our fingers crossed, things will be much better weather-wise on our outlook.
Man, we definitely need a break.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Great show. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. All right, let's head on now down to San Diego over to C4th Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, you dried out down there?
For now. You know, like we talked about, the weather hasn't been too kind to us this winter. Some definite weather through the week there. But we did get to San Diego yesterday.
All right.
So they got some yellowtail down at the islands there. 16 anglers had 5 yellowtails, some good bottom fishing. The Polaris Supreme, you know, we talked about them last weekend. They did get down there. They got some fish. They had 18 bluefin and 120 yellowtail in that 3-day. Unfortunately, because of the weather, they did cancel this weekend, so hopefully they'll be back at it pretty soon there. So when we're getting out, still some pretty decent fishing, some calico bass and some bottom fish on the half day yesterday. San Diego's back down to the islands, and C4's back out, so lots of options there in when we're getting out. But again, we just got to let that weather kind of settle down. It's not cooperating, and you know I don't know who we call about that, but we need to do something.
Yeah, Rick,
there.
I'm on the phone, man.
Rick needs to do something about that. But with upcoming trips, definitely check the website c4thlanding.com. We have those half days, we have those full days, we have some longer trips, day and a half, and the Tribune Aztec actually have their trip scheduled out. We have trips scheduled in the August, so definitely check that out if you want to make some plans coming up here. Lots of options there. If you want to make the reservations for Polaris Supreme, you're probably going to be a little out of luck, but we're going to keep listening for them. But if you want to contact Lindsay on the website there and, you know, get on the waiting list, maybe you can hop on with them. And we do have a new boat coming to the landing this season.
Hey.
Captain Zenner is bringing the Highliner, is coming over. And we have some information up on the website there, but we're still getting information from him. It's a pretty new development there. But, hey, if you're looking to charter a boat and, you know, taking that 20, 25 people, another good option for you there. So
that's a good call, Marcos, too, because, I mean, we all know what the season was like last year. We all know what it very likely is going to be like this year. You know, charter boats like that, they get full and they get a run, and then it's tough to get a date. Like, this is one of those opportunities to get on a boat and get a charter date in. Maybe there's a weekend date, or maybe there's a, you know, a good day right after a good moon phase or something that you want to jump on, that because it's a brand new boat and the books are semi-clear, it's a good chance to slide in.
Definitely get in on the ground floor there, you know, start making some charters. And, you know, it, like you said, that happens. You see it happen so much to these boats. They'll come in, they'll run some open party trips, then people start liking it and chartering, especially with those that we have lots of boats that'll take that 20 or 22. We have, you know, the Tribute and some of the bigger boats taking 30 plus. But, you know, if you want to take that 24, 25 people, it's going to be a good option for you. And like you said, it just gives you more options.
That's great.
You know, sometimes. Yeah, absolutely. So definitely check that out. We say we got a little bit of information, got some pricing up on the website, and we'll be getting more information there as he moves over. We'll get some pictures and stuff up there for the boat. So definitely check that out, c4thlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there for the open party trips. We have a lot of charter information up there if you're looking to charter a boat. You can make your reservation straight online for those open party trips. If you want to call us and just talk to us, or if you want to make a charter, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you out there fishing. You can come down and visit us in person, get that gear tuned up, because the season is going to go full swing soon here once that weather starts cooperating.
You got that right, Marcos.
Now, Marcos, are we going to see you in the C4th Sport Fishing booth at the Bart Hall Show this coming week?
Please. I'm going to be here holding down the fort. You know, once that weather gets good, I'm going to be the one selling the San Diego tickets and, you know.
Who's manning the booth this week?
I believe both Sterling and McCall and Kirk also will be up there, and I'm sure some of the captains will be up there. So a lot of the guys that you probably talk to on the phone if you call down, or if you go out on those overnight trips, you see them regularly, they'll be up there.
They'll be up at the show. All right. Fantastic. Yeah. Great, Marcos. Great talking to you. And next weekend, I know, things are going to be looking much brighter for our weather picture and more fishing picture, too. Talk to you next weekend.
See you, Marcos.
Talk to you then, guys.
See you, buddy. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch part today, sponsored by our great friends over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, all of the snacks and beverages, ice and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the brand-new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lounge Ramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com. I can tell you one thing. East County Bait and Tackle has been getting me, man. We're getting ready for El Salto.
Oh, boy, I'll
they
bet.
Have so much stuff there. Like, I just didn't anticipate, you know,
they got
the local
the
shop
and
having.
And those guys all just came back from there, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trust me. I mean, it's been fantastic getting ready for the trip. So if you're thinking about maybe joining us last minute, like, they have everything you need in that shop. And the guys just came back. So it was very easy. Like, all right, well, what do I need, boys? And they just laid it out on the counter. It's a great shop. I really, really like that one.
Perfect. Yep. Yeah. There you go. What'd you buy?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot of shallow cranks, a lot of chatterbait, different trailers for chatterbait. I just a lot. Trust me. I mean, like,
no Senkos?
I mean, I have some.
You're not a Senko guy.
I just said that's not why I'm going there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
I agree. You can
go to El Salto.
I like fishing Senkos because I'm not a bass fisher.
You can go to El Salto, and if you fish Senkos and lizards, you will catch more fish than everyone in your group, period. You will.
Yeah.
They all bite it, and you'll catch big ones. You'll catch more, but, like, that's not why I'm going.
Sure,
I want to go and I want to catch
them
on.
Brandon. Are you fishing with Brandon?
Of course, yeah. I'm fishing
the world's greatest fisherman.
The Iron Bomber.
Me?
Yeah. We want to fish. I want to cast lures, wind them back, and have them rip the rod out of my hand.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm going
that's
for.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you might got a 10-pounder.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, it could happen. Hey, Corey from Escondido sent in a great test. Good morning, gents. I have two questions for Bart and Pat. First, a few weeks ago, Bart called in and mentioned Jenny was putting together a recipe book. Is it available yet, Bart?
Yeah, she's still working on it. It's going to be an online book. It's not going to be a book that we could hand out. You know, this has been so difficult to put this together. The recipe book's going to be a little short this year, but by next year it'll be very big.
It'll be a good one. All right. And then the second question is, by any chance, do you have the show dates for next year? And he says, thank you. Looking forward to seeing you this week at the coming show this Wednesday through Sunday.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to want to reveal that. What do you think, Pat? Should I be talking about that?
Bart, you're the show producer and the head honcho. You do it if you want.
Okay, I am because I'm pretty excited about it because I've...
All right.
I was unsure about doing this until I've talked to a lot of important people in the industry now, and I've had a 100% positive response. And Long Beach is going to be the last week in January next year, which is a total departure. But if you think about how the fishing patterns have changed over the last few years, a lot of the boats are in and repairing during that time. That'll leave the skippers available to come down and visit with us. And I think it's, if you look around the country and around the world, it's a very good time for doing a show like Long Beach.
I think that's a great move. So are we looking at January 24th through the 28th of 2024?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Okay. I think it's a great idea.
Bart, I think that's a great move.
Yep. And to
be I was scared. I'll tell you, I was scared. But I think
I think the opposite. I think that you're closer to the end of a great season. You know, I mean, our season, like Bart, you nailed it the best. Our fishing seasons have changed here. You know, I mean, it used to be things didn't get going until June and they kind of wound down October, November. now that season commonly runs into December and starts getting going again in March and April, and you've now hit it at a perfect downtime where we've just come off of a great season and everybody's going to want to be refilling all their tackle that they just lost, and I think that's a great move. I'm excited.
Yeah. So this is the world announcement here.
Yeah.
For the big show move dates of the Bart Hall Long Beach Show, 2024.
Just to be clear about this, if I may add something here, is that there's a lot of considerations that went into this. So we did not want to have consecutive shows. We don't want to get on top of anybody else's dates. There's a lot of other shows going on.
Right.
And you had all these vendors
across the country.
Across the country. And you also have manufacturers' meetings back east for a lot of guys who go back there, buyers. And so those are early in January. So all these things had to go into it. But also the Alaska lodges, they're
sure.
March is a little bit late for them. So that's why we have some BC, got a lot of BC guys in this year.
Oh, yeah. Like Valerie at Queen Charlotte Safari, she's full speed ahead right now. So for her to get down and be at the show next week, which she will be at the show Wednesday through Sunday,
it's a strain.
It's a strain because she's getting her season going.
Right. Rivers Inlet, they just came in. They decided they're coming in, so they're going to be there. Beautiful place. They've been there for 40, been at our show for 40 years.
Wow.
And all the other travel, a lot of other travel places. We can talk about travel in a little bit. But, yeah, there's a lot of considerations when you're doing these things. You can't have conflicts. But also, I think that it's just a great timing for us. And the seasons have changed. And, Del Mar, I don't know what we're going to do with that. But I know that the Long Beach Show, and we love the dates this year.
Sure.
Actually, it just worked out very well. But you have to deal with Long Beach Visitors and Convention Center.
Right.
And it's not like the fairgrounds.
The Grand Prix and the whole
thing. It's not like the fairgrounds. And where you can just, where there's a lot of openings in the wintertime. This is a big, big facility that they dole out in pieces. You know, they're trying to sell hotel rooms. Is not so much fill that thing.
Right.
They have concerts.
And next year you'll have the whole thing.
Well, this next year we'll have. I don't know if I'll have the whole thing.
Bart?
I'm not sure.
No. As of now, we'll have what we have now. So we have 80% of what we had in 2020, and we will have that again next year. However, I'm working very hard with the city. Right now I can't because of this week, but as soon as this week's over, I'm working with the city and the CVB and everybody and reminding them that not only do we sell nearly $1 million worth of beer in those 5 days, we also bring in an awful lot of parking money for the city. And it's known around the world as the Long Beach Show because of what we do. So we're working really hard to get that 20% back, and I think we will.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bart, and you're right. I mean, people refer to that as the Long Beach Show, and they should know that. That's a big that's a big feather in your cap for them.
Yep, huge.
Well, that's something they just need to here's the thing. Most of these convention centers around the country, and I've been through this for a long time because I'm a member of several different organizations of show producers, The Convention and Visitors Bureau run the convention centers because they book hotel rooms. Well, we don't book that many hotel rooms. I mean, we do a lot. I mean, we probably do 2,000 nights, but the other things do even more. What they don't understand is our people are driving in. They're stopping at gas stations. They're putting gas in their tanks. They're going to the fast food places around. They're stopping at the restaurants. You know, we're really, our kind of show is so much more valuable to a city than these conventions, but the convention and visitors bureaus to protect their own jobs have convinced these cities that that's what they do. So it's my job to unconvince them. And I'm thinking,
the bottom line is, Bart, you don't need that extra 20% to have a great show.
That's
so
the truth.
Even if you only have the 80% you have this year, you're going to be good.
Yeah. No, it's a great show. I mean, I look at the map and I go, wow, this looks fantastic.
Yeah,
you know? So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, phones are packing up. If you want to get through, have a chance to win a family four-pack to go to this great show, 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it, Rick.
How about we next up talk to Sean? Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. Sean, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Excited. What big news. Oh, my gosh. January next year. I'm on the edge of my seat. Hey, guys, I have a 11-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl. She's never caught a fish. And can you recap what's great for the family to do there? And also, is Guy Harvey going to be there in person at the show?
Well, okay. Go ahead, Bart. Go ahead. Guy Harvey will not be there, but the IGFA will be there for the first time in, well, obviously since COVID.
Right.
But they weren't at the show, I think, in 2020.
Fantastic.
So, but Chris Wheaton, my buddy, Steve Yatomi, and Wendy, and they convinced him, IGFA, to come out.
Great.
And so we're manning it with volunteers, and so they're going to be there. They're going to be at the end of the Mojo area, Mojo clothing area. So they're going to be there. But Guy Harvey, at this point, no, he's not coming.
You never
which
know.
Is too bad. But you never know. You might get him.
Okay. I met Guy is a friend of mine. Ginny and I are friends with he and his wife. We've seen their children be born. Now his son is running his company. We had a wonderful meeting at ICAST. He wants to come, but he has conflicting dates with something else he's doing right now. Hopefully next year in January, we'll be able to get in there. Even if it's just to come out and say hi and just meet people. You know, he's a great guy.
Well said.
So the other question was about kids.
What to do for the kids?
Yeah, what to do for the kids? Well, first of all, like I said, they're gonna get in for free, and they're gonna be able to fish the pond. They're gonna be able to do laser shot with Cal Youth. That's a 20-foot booth. We've got the California Pistol and Rifle Association. They have a air rifle. We've got archery. We've got the spin the wheel with Progressive. We've got free gifts. You spin the wheel. Everybody can spin the wheel, but the kids are going to get bags of little gifts, and then they can. There's an interactive fish. It's about 6 feet long. And it's a crack up. I'll post
fun.
The video. You got all the entertainment too. You got the Paul Bunyan. You got the show. You've got
the dogs.
Air dogs. You've got the duck races. My grandkids love all that.
Oh, sorry.
And I was like, did you catch a fish? Because I didn't get to see her actually. And she's like, no, I didn't get to catch a fish. I said, well, you got to come to Long Beach
to catch your first fish. Yeah.
And so she's only five.
And you get to walk around with Dad, and you get to eat a corn dog, and you get to have fun talking about fishing
and let's face
seeing
it,
the boats.
Let's face it, you're going to be able to go and get a rod and a reel for your child. Nothing's more important, I think, than introducing them to the idea of getting a rod and a reel and introducing them to the idea of just being part of a community of people who love to fish. And
totally. Believe
me, it's a big difference between just saying, let's go fishing, let's try it out, you know, and then all that. But when you go into an area where there's thousands of people and they're all totally into fishing and hunting. And
there's nothing
else,
like it.
There's nothing like it. That's how you immerse your child.
Like,
and you have to give a lot of yourself in this. And I saw that in Del Mar. A lot of kids there, and they all had a blast at all the shows and everything. So lots to do.
Hey, I have a question for Bart. Is our buddy John Petty, the goldsmith, going to be there?
John Petty is sponsoring the Great American Duck Races.
Cool.
So he's got to have all his beautiful fishing-oriented jewelry there?
He is, and he's going to, and he's going to be part of the special room that we have as well. The invitation-only room.
But John's always been an important part of that show because he's just right at the entrance there and welcomes people, and people flock to his booth to buy the best of all the most creative jewelry there is.
Creative was a great way to say it. His designs are just really cool, whether they're nautical or just high-end jewelry or something made with a sea bass stone or a bitchin' marlin jumping pendant. Like, he's so talented.
Yeah, I always remember Carol Blum had a lot of John Petty jewelry and some of the beautiful pieces that he made.
Of the things he's done with sea bass stones, too, are like my favorite.
Yes.
You know, you see somebody catch a big sea bass or whatever and use the otoliths to make some kind of killer jewelry. Like,
John's a hardcore fisherman, too.
No doubt. Big long-range guy. Yeah. We see him down here going on the RP all the time. Big time.
That's amazing.
I'm wearing my gold band here that has yellowfin tuna on it that John made for me, and he is a hardcore fisherman, a great guy who supports everything, and he loves it.
Yeah, I might add too, if you're getting married, have John make you a special ring.
No doubt, man.
If your spouse is into fishing and you're into fishing.
You know what you don't know probably is that John Petty but the LA Times named him one of the top 10 jewelers in California. Just unbeknownst to me, and he never says anything or does.
No,
this fishing thing
this fishing stuff he does on our show is his hobby. This is not really how he makes his living.
That's funny.
He just loves fishing so much. This is just a hobby. He comes out and does this and has a great time, gets to see all the fishermen. He's unbelievable. Fantastic.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. The sport shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. Rock God Rick here to remind you that West Coast Marine and Parker Boats will be at the PCS show, as well as the Bart Hall Long Beach show, this year showing off some of their most popular models of Parker Boats and Yamaha outboards. Kevin Kelly is certainly responsible for putting hundreds of anglers and their Parkers at the shows and at their Costa Mesa location of West Coast Marine. Carrying on the tradition that our friend Kevin Kelly did so well is his nephew Nick Kelly at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Kevin was a fixture at the shows for many years and he'll be missed by all, but you can be assured that Nick will do everything possible to carry out Kevin's tradition of taking care of his customers and getting them in the right boat outfitted the way you want. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered Parker boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS show and the Bart Hall Long Beach show, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and share your memories of Kevin with Nick. Check westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are getting packed up. We had one phone call drop off during the break. First time we've had an open phone line in a while. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Bart and Pat, but also you might be the lucky winner getting yourself a family four-pack of tickets to the Bart Hall Show next Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah, hey, I have a question for Pat. I want to talk about travel, because the Hall Shows have always been the place you can go see all these fantastic lodges, and you have a bunch of travel at the show, right?
Oh, yeah. So we've got Baja to Alaska to BC to Panama to the Amazon. Steve Yatomi, his Pacific Alliance, he's got all that stuff. And
Steve will have alternatives to Columbia for going peacock bass fishing, I'm sure.
Yes.
I guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've got Baja fishing convoys there. They'll be there where they accompany you to areas down there. We've got Loretto will be there, Baja Sur, well, Baja Norte, actually. And then Copa, I think they have for the tournaments. They have a bluefin tournament. They have four other tournaments that they have planned around there, too. So Club Vag will be there. That's just, and then Tail Hunter, Tony Reyes, Baja Rancheros, Cedros Outdoor Adventures will be there. And in Panama, we got the Paradise Fishing Lodge.
Yeah, you've been there, right?
I have not been there. I'm going to go.
You're going, right?
I'm going. I'm bringing Linda. I mean, this place is unbelievable.
Looks amazing. The pictures are fantastic.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So Adrian will be there. She has a 20-foot booth.
And that's in Panama, you said?
That's in Panama, right there on the Chiriqui River. Is that how you pronounce it? I know, I've been on it many times, but I never seemed to be
down
able...
near where Pesca Panama goes, yeah, right. In that same zone there. Yeah. They fish Coiba and Mantosa
cool.
and all that.
I've been down there four times, but that was a new resort.
Yeah.
So it's built by an American, and it's absolutely unbelievable. And if you want to learn more about it, it's Paradise Lodge. No, Paradise Fishing Lodge on the Chiriqui River
cool.
in Panama. So they'll be there. And then, of course, we've got B.C. We've got Queen Charlotte
Safaris.
Rivers Inlet, Salmon Catcher Lodge, beautiful place.
Wow.
And he gives great discounts for military and veterans. I mean, he's all big on that stuff. So, oh, my God, that's just a few things. I'm just trying to remember them all. There's a ton more.
Muffagini.
Mafaji?
Africa. We have a couple to Africa. Yeah.
Africa. So if you want to go on a hunting safari?
Yeah, hunting, photography.
Hunting or photography, whatever you want. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, the cool thing is, Steve Yatomi, he's going to be there doing the seminars, and it catches seminars about alternative, particularly the Amazon. If you've never been to the Amazon, it's the bucket list of all bucket lists. Trip. If people have always asked me, all the years you fished, all the places I fished all over the world, what's my favorite place? And it was the Amazon by far. Because it's just hard to get to. It's just primitive. You fall in the water, you probably get eaten.
Yeah, if you step on the shore, you get
a wall.
Spider kills you.
Yeah, a spider or a snake. Or something. Yeah.
The potential for a fish is the size of a freshwater fish and a size of a yellowtail. The boil is eight.
I was talking to Patrick G this incredible. Week. He just got back from Colombia, which unfortunately we're not going to be able to travel to Colombia in the near future. But his next trip is to Amazon. But he was just talking about the giant peak. He goes, I didn't get a 20 pounder, but I got an 18 pounder.
Oh,
it's like,
gosh,
man. And several in the 15 and stuff. And then the Payara, and then the giant catfish that they catch on there.
I'll explain one thing about a peacock bass. When you're catching it in a very, very primitive area, so like a lagoon, let's say, and you're casting these big poppers, and this thing hits it, and it's like a yellowtail boiling on this thing, and you're in the middle of nowhere.
So
it's a flat, calm area. There's no sound, maybe some bees, and this thing just boils on this thing. All of a sudden... And, you've got the line, and it's tight. It's like that you can give it nothing, So that line, when it's running and you're pulling on this fish, the line sounds like paper ripping through the water because that braid goes through the water so fast, it's like a ripping sound, and it's a tug of war. It's really the most exciting 5 minutes of my life in fishing that I've ever had.
Catching peacocks.
To see that thing. And then to hold that thing.
Yeah, right.
And get a picture of it. Unfortunately, I don't have a picture of it.
And Steve Yatomi is the master.
Oh, he's
the master.
Yeah, of all locations.
Yeah. It was...
Of course, Cass is no slouch on that,
no doubt.
Too. You know, he's been there a bunch of times, too. Yeah.
But Steve has a ton of these trips that are all over and in just very rural, very, very primitive areas, that he's contracted out with from all these people. So it's off the beaten track. But, of course, you've got, B.C., just fishing all over up in that area in the Northwest is gorgeous. So.
Think of all the different places you could go and book a trip to at the Long Beach Show.
Phew.
That's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
That's coming up this Wednesday through Sunday. Rick, you have a great text, huh?
I thought so, yeah. It says, good morning, guys. I've been taking my son to the Fred Hall Show since he was 9 years old. He's now 29, and no matter how much gear we have in the garage, one thing we do every year is we always go to Fred Hall together. It's just what we do. I'd like to know if the entrance on Pine Avenue will be open this year. I know in some years it has, other years it hasn't. We're trying to plan our parking ahead of time. We're show veterans. That's from Joe in San Pedro.
That's probably the best question of the show because people go parking.
Parking.
So within a block and a half of the convention center, there's five areas where you're going to be parking. There's the main lot where you usually see, and then there'll be there's the Hyatt, then there's the Pike. And particularly it's cheap because if you do a little validation there and get a Starbucks, you get a validation. So it's like $12. And you can walk into that pine entrance.
The pine entrance,
We will have that pine entrance, and then you just descend from there. You descend down into the show right there in the convention center. So there's two different entrances for the show. And so that makes it very convenient for walking to the show. So, there's 6,500 parking spaces for within a block and a half of that. And, of course, you can also park away from the show and then just Uber in.
That's awesome. So specific to Joe's question, though, Pine will be open as an entrance to the show.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Cool. I wanted to throw another quick text one in here. This one is for Bart. Well, Bart and Pat. It says, Bart, in past years, I loved the Sporting Chef and all the cooking demonstrations. Will there be any cooking demonstrations at this year's Bart Hall show?
That's a question for Bart. Go ahead.
We are working on it still. Okay.
Fair enough.
And I believe that on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we are going to have a chef who will cook for us. Scott Lysath, I cannot get that son of a gun to get out of his house.
I gotta throw out something here. You and I made that guy, right? We promoted him on Stock Hookup.
That's right.
Promoted him at Long Beach, and here he ditzes us, right?
I know.
Of course, he's a good buddy, so we gotta give him a hard time.
I gave him a column in Russian interviews all those years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we all made him here, but you know.
Oh, he's a big star now.
And then he just turned his back on us.
Big star.
He's a producer. He's a producer.
Well, hooked up with Tommy too, which is great. So,
but one of the things we are going to have is even if I can't put this together, what I'm trying to do is that Convict Lake will have their truck right outside there, and their food is fantastic.
Oh,
and we've made sure with the convention center that they allow them to come again, and so they're right outside the doors, right across from the trout pond. So. He'll be there. If I can get somebody else to just serve that food, maybe I can have him come in and cook a few things for us because he's a great chef.
There you go. I like the sounds of that.
Idea. What a wonderful destination. That's a wonderful restaurant up there in Convict Lake Resort. Hey, Bart, we promised everybody we're going to talk about Mammoth Lakes and the Eastern Sierra section, and we haven't spent much time on that. Let's talk about that because I know you, like me and Ricky, you have and Pat too. We all have a passion for the Eastern Sierra. So talk about that section.
Well, this is the largest Eastern Sierra section we've ever had, and you can find out everything you need to know there. Our friends at Bishop, a Chamber of Commerce, are there. They'll tell us all about that surrounding. There's a great fisheries all around Bishop, the Lower Owens, down in below. There's bass fishing down below Bishop down there. You go up into the creeks above it, the intake and inlet, and all those places up there, and then the Pleasant Valley Reservoir, which is just at the other side of Bishop. Fantastic. Mono County. Jeff, who will be there for Mono County, is an avid fisherman and a hunter, and does great seminars on both. And he's fantastic. He knows everything up there. Yeah, Brian Belarski has turned Convict Lake Resort from a ramshackle thing that I used to go to when I was a kid to an upscale, modern, fantastic place. Now, I did take my wife there before we were married because I wanted to impress her, and I took her to that darn restaurant because I thought that was a pretty cool place, and I still do. And Pat and I have had many wonderful dinners up there.
I had some great dinners.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Yeah, so then we go up, up into the Mammoth Lakes. Now, the Mammoth Lakes are probably they're not going to be open for the opening of trout season, you know. They're going to have, because they're going to be frozen. But they will eventually unfreeze. And John Erte is going to be planting 10 tons of trout in the Mammoth Lakes as soon as they defrost.
So you know what that means? Right. Once those lakes open up, watch out.
Right. And Brian Belarski has doubled his production of getting trout privately, other than the Fish and Game, which also does stuff for him, you know. But he does it on his own as well. And it's just, it's fantastic.
That's always, that's one thing your dad always did, and the hall shows have always been famous for, is that Eastern Sierra section. And I love talking to those guys because they'll have all the insight, right, Pat?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to list them that I can think of right now. I got Mammoth Lakes, Mono County, Bishop, Max Sporting Goods, Kern River Fly Shop, Kern Visitor Center, Convict Lake and McGee Creek, which Belarski bought that and renovated. It's absolutely gorgeous. So, we've got a lot of guys.
Oh, but also, Yeah. Also, barbed wire to barbed hooks. Manzanar is going to be there telling their story about that.
Yeah. Soldier thunder.
I'm like a little 12-year-old
sorry,
kid going, he took my thunder.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's so cool because Corey Shiozaki, I was sitting there talking to Dennis Yamamoto when we were down at the Del Mar Show, and I go, man, I got to call Corey and see what he's up to with the Manzanar deal. And so we invited him to come to the show, and he's going to have a booth right there in the Mammoth, in the Eastern Sierra area. Find out, because that... barbed wire to barbed hooks, a documentary that he did is really going all over the country now as an outreach for kids and for information for clubs and that kind of thing. And it's streaming now. There's no longer a video. Yeah. It's actually streaming. So stop by and say hi to him. It was absolutely a fantastic project that he has had for the last 15 years. And it debuted at the Fred Hall show.
At the Fred Hall show.
Back when. And,
absolutely. Hey, I want to mention, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best fish processing when your boat returns from the San Diego landings. And you can also purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, and jerky fish and spices and rubs and cheese from Fish Pros, the market right there. The tuna burgers, the pokey kit, my favorite there. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street. And you can also order their fantastic spices, rubs, and everything else online at fishermansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your texting reservations for your trip, 619-225-3128. Just text them when your trip is going, and they'll get you a confirmation and get you all set up. You know, the phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Fred? Fred's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Fred. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Fred.
I just wanted to give you guys a report. I'm headed down on the 405 to the CPX bridge. I'm flying the Cancun to do my first saltwater fly fishing trip at Punta Allen for snook and bonefish. Yeah,
well, congratulations.
It's going to be a good adventure.
Well, we're going to be looking for a report from you when you get back on that one. That's awesome. Enjoy the experience, and CBX is a great way to travel down there. Good luck.
All right. Yeah, Pat, I fished with you at Kingfisher 2 years ago. So, howdy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm not going to be able to do it this year, but Linda's got me scheduled for some sort of trip. Yeah, but Chris
will be hosting that trip.
All right, buddy. Well, have a great opportunity, and go get a big bonefish down
there. Have fun down there, and thanks for the call.
All right. Bart, I thought this was a great one. So this is from Darren in San Clemente. I'm so excited. It's been way too long for the shows. I'm so stoked you guys brought him back. I have one suggestion for you. Please don't place so many bars near the boats for sale. A few shows back, I came home after a great show only to find out that I had purchased a 20-foot center console.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see the show.
That's hilarious.
Well, you know, and one of the things we forgot to say is that we were talking about how the kids love all these things that we do. The one of the favorite things the kids love, and the boat dealers hate it, but the kids love to run all over the boats. Hey, Mom and Dad, look, let's buy this one.
Let's buy this one.
Oh, I got to tell you a story. In Del Mar, there was a little kid, he's like 7 years old. He was in a wagon. He was coming into the Del Mar show, and he had a copy of the show program in his hands. And in the wagon, I looked up. I go, oh, yeah, look at the little kid. He's having so much fun. He looks at it, and he turns it over, and there's an Angler's Marine ad on the back cover. And he goes, and he points to it, and he looks at his mom and dad, and he goes, that's my boat right there.
Oh, so rad.
We're going to go buy that boat now. And it wasn't like he let it go. It was like, no, we're going now.
Hey, so, let's try and sneak in one more call.
You got it. How about James from Oceanside? James, you got a quick one for us?
Hey, guys.
What's up, James?
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to note about the canine events there. Can you explain to us, hunting dog owners, if there's anything involving that, and what kind of canine, like agility events or dock diving or anything like that, please? And great show, guys.
Good question.
Thank you.
And what about the hunting too?
Yeah, totally.
Bart, go ahead. We've got quite a bit of hunting there. Not as much as we had like 8 or 9 years ago, but we do have quite a bit.
We were not legally allowed to get into business here until September, and we've done as the best we can with everything, and we will have hunting there, and we will celebrate hunting, and we have a lot of the shooting sports and a lot of the organizations that are there that support the shooting sports, and yes, we are going to have that, but As we go forward, we will do more and more because it's one of my passions as well. So,
what about dogs?
Dogs. Well, we have the Ultimate Air Dogs, and you can't get any more than Ultimate. And the and the Ultimate Air Dogs, they have not just jumping anymore. They're doing they jump and they do swimming races, and they're fighting for the balls they throw in the air. It's really a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a great
thing. And Milt Wilcox.
Now,
Milt Wilcox is the guy doing it, so he's fantastic, very funny.
I know in the past too, you've had hunting kennels there, like that have that train hunting dogs. Are we going to see anything like that?
We aren't this year. You know, I didn't have the time to put it all together from September till now. This is a very large undertaking, and it usually takes a year and a half to put these things together, and we had 5 months, so it was no one thought we could do it, but we've done it. But we will have in the future. I love all that stuff, and I have those contacts. Those are people that I know, and I will reach out to. But we have to do it early in the year. By the time we got to everybody, they all spent all their budgets and stuff. So we really thank everyone who reached into their pockets and came out and to help us get started again. Everyone
Absolutely.
Is there. Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth. All the
it's going to be a whale of a show. I can guarantee you that.
It's going to be a whale of a show.
Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rings, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them at your local shop or Gamakatsu.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos of Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, how fast can 2 hours go by? A huge congratulations. Family four-pack of tickets, again, going to one caller and one texter. A congratulations to our caller, Dan, from Los Alamitos. And texter was Darren in San Clemente. You guys are going to go enjoy the show. I'll see you up there.
Darren can buy another boat.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great day.
Hey, Pat and Bart, we're so excited about this week. Bart, why don't you give us the details? How do we find it? Where do we park? All that good stuff.
Okay, Long Beach Convention Center, and it's going to be Wednesday through Friday from 12 to 8, and it's going to be Saturday from 10 to 8, and Sunday from 10 to 6, and Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to to closing time, it's only tickets are half price. And we'll park in the convention center lot until it's full, and then we'll park in the overflow lots, and then we'll park in the Pike. And if you're a veteran, you probably park in the Pike.
Okay. All right, that's great stuff, Bart. And thanks, Pat. Appreciate you being
great
here.
Great job,
thanks.
You guys.
Great job.
Awesome.
And, we're looking forward to the show this Wednesday through Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Center right at the end of the 710 Freeway. And thank you. Thanks to Christian. Thanks to Adam for all that they do. And thank you out there for all your texts, your calls, and your support. And Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Captain Gavin Harbor, Captain Matt Brawla from Captain's Concepts. That's going to be a great show right here. Back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.